This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, May 26th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 20 years ago this month, the African nation of Eritrea banned nearly every religion in the country. The only authorized groups were Sunni Islam and the Eritrean Orthodox, Roman Catholic, and Lutheran churches. Since then, officials have closed most churches in the country and targeted evangelical churches in particular as enemies of the state. At least 220 Christians are in prison in Eritrea and are often tortured and held indefinitely. Dr. Berhane Osmalash is an Eritrean Christian and partner of Release International. Despite the persecution, he said, quote, "Christianity has continued to grow in Eritrea. Christians are the most persecuted group. It is because they will not stop gathering and will not stop worshiping. It is beyond the government's control," end quote. Open Doors lists Eritrea as the 6th worst nation in the world for Christian persecution. Hebrews 12, verse 28 says, "Since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Last Saturday, over 10,000 people participated in the Jesus March in Paris, France, reports Evangelical Focus. It's the first march since the pandemic. People came from all over France, as well as Switzerland, Belgium, and Australia. A majority of participants were young people. They were able to hand out 500 Gospels and 500 Bibles in Paris. The Federation March for Jesus France said its message is, quote, "Only Jesus can bring salvation to people. Nothing and no one else in the whole world saves us," end quote. Sadly, the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland voted Monday to authorize ministers to perform ceremonies for people living in vile passions with members of the same sex. The vote came with opposition. Pastor Phil Gunn of the Roskeen Parish Church had a question. He asked, if the church does not preach against, quote, "the real sin of the society in which it is being proclaimed, what kind of gospel is that? This overture is not biblical. And we see the scriptures, old and new, that point to God's teaching on marriage and human sexuality," end quote. Indiana is the 17th state to pass a measure banning men who pretend to be women from participating in women's sports. The law goes into effect in July after the Indiana legislature overrode Republican Governor Eric Holcomb's veto of the bill. The American Civil Liberties Union responded by filing a lawsuit to block the legislation. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp won the GOP primary for governor on Tuesday. Kemp beat David Perdue, who was backed by former President Donald Trump. Trump also opposed Georgia Secretary of State Brian Raffensperger and Attorney General Chris Carr in the primaries, but both candidates beat their Trump-backed challengers as well. Of all the candidates backed by Trump in the recent primaries, 101 six lost, and two are headed for runoffs. The U.S. birth rate in 2021 increased for the first time in 7 years. Mothers gave birth to 3.66 million babies last year, increasing the birth rate by 1%. Women aged 35 to 39 contributed the most to the increase in births. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." The Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University released more data in their American Worldview Inventory 2022 report. The study found only 37% of pastors have a biblical worldview. Among evangelical pastors, that percentage only increased to 51%. Roman Catholic leaders were the least likely to have a biblical worldview at 6%, and non-denominational or independent pastors were the most likely to have a biblical worldview at 57%. And finally, the Return to Learn Enrollment Tracker reports 1,268,000 students have left the government schools since the pandemic began. New York saw the worst declines, with enrollment falling nearly 6%. New York City has the largest school district in the country, and it dropped nearly 10%. California's public school enrollment fell below 6 million this year for the first time in 20 years. As parents pulled their children out of the government schools, many turned to private schools and homeschooling. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.